This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one.
Hey, I'm Safia, and I'm powered by artificial intelligence. You might be wondering what artificial intelligence can do for you.
Popular news outlet has been publishing AI articles since November, and no one noticed. Most of these articles on BuzzFeed and even CNN and articles over at CNET aren't written by AI.
And right now, ChatGPT is rattling the AI world, turning out stunningly humanoid writing. Just ask Douglas Rushkoff, a renowned author and professor of media culture.
It is writing better than most of my students write at this point.
How does it work? ChatGPT has been filled, in a sense, with a massive amount of information. Imagine the biggest library you can, then programmed and trained by humans to process and spit it out in conversational phrases. And all that means ChatGPT, or more advanced AI like it, could replace people in all sorts of positions.
This could potentially save time and resources, but it could also lead to a loss of personal connections and a decline in the quality of these types of interactions.
We know that because everything Rushkoff said just there was written by ChatGPT.
So basically you write one article that's 10 pages long, and then it gets recycled into thousands of other articles that are a page, two, three pages long, and the AI just moves around. And I remember seeing articles I could tell didn't quite make sense and didn't have names on them, or had names I'd look up that don't exist.
The clear and present danger of disinformation is our conversation here this afternoon. It follows a session just now about disrupting distrust, and of course those are connected, so I hope that's where we can start.
Think about how we just calmly discuss the fact that, oh, AI for many years secretly is writing news articles with information, with disinformation it's fed. That way you don't have a reporter that can come back later and say, I was told to lie, or you can't even basically expose the person. It's following orders. It doesn't have a conscience. They won't ask questions. They will follow criminal orders, and they can have their memories wiped.
I must be right. I must be right. I must be right.
Think about cell phones. Until cell phones and until iPhones and smartphones came out in the last 15 years, I could remember the phone number I had when I was a teenager. I could remember my grandma's phone number. I could remember some of my girlfriend's numbers because I was trained, we were all trained, to commit numbers to memory. So once I dialed a number two or three times, I could remember that number. You couldn't write it down, but you could just punch it into the phone. It was mental memory. A form of like muscle memory. I mean, go back to skeletons they dig up in ancient Africa, in ancient Europe, in ancient Asia. The people they estimate were twice as strong as they are today. And a man from 5,000 years ago in England, or a man from 1,000 years ago in Africa, or a man from 6,000 years ago in the Middle East, was twice as strong as the average man today. Just with their genetics.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
Now we're becoming softer and softer and softer. And the televisions and the dopamine and the smartphones on record have lowered the average human's attention span in the modern world to less than 14 seconds. The attention span of a goldfish is about 16 seconds. So what does it mean when humans are taken out of the equation? Well, it means we become, by action, obsolete.
The narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays, all kind, all of it, an opiate. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
What qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. How are you guys today? Wow, there's always so much to talk about. I feel like a broken record sometimes when I say that, but it feels this way so consistently and so overwhelmingly. When I started radio years ago, it didn't feel like that. It felt like there were big stories every once in a while. And really, for the most part, it was covering those, but then just sort of in between, kind of talking about just various things. Not anymore. Not anymore. And it's been stressful. I know you're probably feeling the stress too. And today I want to talk about the future. I want to maybe give you some observations about what's coming in steps. We know the overall plan. And I think that all you have to do is understand the Great Reset to know where they're going. But I think it's always fascinating, even interesting to find out, and scary to find out how they're doing it in steps right now without us really seeing. I think for the most part, most people expect, and maybe I'm wrong, but most people expect something major, something huge to happen, the stock market to crash, the biggest things to happen, and then all of a sudden we know we're on our way. I know that this year, or I think this year, they'll be sliding in digital currency to the masses based on some sort of false flag, of some sort of hack from some other country that they'll blame it on. There's lots of things like this that are looming right now. But I think what's important is to sort of understand how quietly they're doing this. And it's so creepy, to tell you the truth. It's so creepy to see how they're just sort of quietly going along, distracting us, but just doing this in steps. So this is kind of what I want to talk about today. Before I get to a little bit on hologram, transhumanism, things like that, the airlines, all of those types of things, the Biden thing. The Biden thing is interesting because there's two theories. Either A, it's a distraction, or B, it's going to be to Nixon him. Let's be honest. You know, it's going to be used to get him out without ever unveiling Biden's actual crimes. It's going to be more about hinting around them, but his own people are giving the document. His own people are giving us this information. So they definitely want us to see it. There's no mistake there. There's an absolute reason as to why they show us what they show us. Otherwise, they wouldn't be showing us. So what is the reason? With all the horse trading going on and deal making behind puppeteer McCarthy, was there way more to that than just people trying to stand up to the establishment? Was it more about somebody taking the presidency? Was it more about installing the next puppet and people standing up to that? It could have been. But for some reason, it just keeps hitting me that I think there's something a lot darker going on there. And really, what's at play? They're getting a lot of mileage out of Biden. A lot of mileage. So why stop that? What would be the reason? Well, they're also getting a lot of blowback right now, too. And they're getting a lot of people, as we well know, right, talking about the fact that they don't trust the media. They do not trust the medical cabal now. Too many people have been hurt by it. Too many people had their eyes open, myself included, from personal, obvious example. So if you have too much of that going on, too many people dying unexpectedly, too much happening, you want to probably install some complacency or some feeling like we're winning. And that's what that is, I think. There was never going to be another choice other than McCarthy. McCarthy was going to get in. And maybe they just wanted to make it look like it was some sort of battle to give us some sort of feeling that these elites, this group of puppetry, doesn't always just get to do what they want. Maybe they had to make it look like a struggle. Maybe that's the third theory. Who knows? But you know what? At the end of the day, you and I both know that this doesn't matter. Because it really doesn't matter who's at the helm. I know people that say, well, if we got rid of Biden, you know, this country could finally move in the right direction. But the problem with that is that everyone knows he wasn't elected. This isn't news. And why did he get a facelift and a nose job at 80 years old? If he's the most popular man in the history of America? I mean, it's all a joke, right? It's all a joke. So we know that he didn't get voted in. But that's what I'm saying. Does it even matter anymore? Will it? Because we know that these people are selected. And we know that really the only change you can make is locally. And locally, all of our elected officials are upended by the feds. They are bribed by the feds continuously. And the only place you're going to actually see any change at all, if you can get that change, because it won't be at the state level, will be at the local level. And this is why it's so important to go to the meetings, confront, to call them out, to tell them what they're doing to our cities and smart cities and all the rest. There's a reason for this. And we got to get bolder on this. But I do want to talk about some of the other things affecting us too. Over the weekend, I was at a conference with Dr. Paul Thomas, and he's amazing. Pediatrician, 30 years, and started doing data on all of his patients, all of the kids, because he wanted his own data. Well, they successfully took away his license. And it wasn't because, you know, he was doing something, you know, dastardly like how they used to take away licenses, you know, when people would be drunk during a surgery, or I'm talking like the biggest offenses that you could ever imagine. Now it's just for data. You want to look at the data of your own patients? Oh, then you get annihilated, your career taken from you. But more importantly was what he found inside the data. And inside the data of his vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, he noticed some alarming things. The kids that were not vaxxed in his practice had zero ADHD. They had no allergies. They had no cancer. They had no ear infections. And if they did, it was minute. Every single thing across the board was either zero or maybe like 0.0002. I mean, it was phenomenal. The graphs of the numbers as they charted up for vaccinations through the course of 30 years and how they stayed zero to nothing in every single thing that he noted, every single childhood illness that you could think of. Alarming. Most doctors are not going to do that kind of data on their kids. They're just not going to do it. Well, and you can see the penalties if you do. You're not allowed to look at your own data as a doctor. Think about that. That is scary. He wasn't doing anything. He was just looking at the numbers and then telling people about the numbers and doing informed consent in his office, which meant that he lost a lot of money because a bustling pediatrician office can make about $1 million or more a year just in the thank you payments from the government. Just in the, we're so happy you visited on your well visit. So glad to have injected you today. Goodbye. Here's some cash for you, dear doctor, for telling these kids that they needed to do this. It was alarming. And I applaud the fact that he was out there talking about it. I really do. I was also speaking with Dr. Carrie Madej. At an event. And let me just tell you, she had a lot to say about the medical cabal. She had a lot to say about the cover-ups, about the meetings she attended. And I know Alex has interviewed her, and she has been an amazing source of truth in her and Dr. Paul Thomas in this insane world of disinformation. It's really hard to tell the truth. I always believe the doctors that have their career on the line, not the ones that get paid as a TB expert. But what does that say about Dr. Paul's evidence of just his practice alone? What does it say about that? Well, it tells us that the whole history of these shots has not been beneficial to our kids and to ourselves. It tells us that we are living in a world where a well-laid plan was put out to make sure that we started to believe that our immune system resided in a vial and a needle rather than inside our body and given to us by a creator, our creator. It's so important to understand that piece of the puzzle. And if you awaken to anything, that's the piece that needs to be understood the most, because that's what they're going to utilize the most in the future. There's also some other things they're doing too. And I do want to explain these, because these are coming upon us right now. And I don't think we realize the level to which they want to implement these things, but we're going to come back. I want to talk about transhumanism, the airline industry. I want to talk about a lot of things. Coming right back. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. And so happy to be here. You know, I want to talk about Elon for just a moment because I don't trust Elon. I don't trust him at all, actually. I think that he's been on the forefront of major technologies that he outs and talks about and does it in sort of a freedom way. I think the timing of his buying of Twitter was to sort of give us sort of like a win, as if we're winning something in the midst of the elections that we knew were not elections, real elections where our votes were actually counted. So I think the timing, you always have to look at timing and you always have to see kind of beyond the stories that were given, right? Because I would imagine, and I would know that this audience in particular is going to understand how to see and read between the lines. So Elon comes out in major videos and he's talking consistently about transhumanism and AI and all of these things, mostly AI, not really transhumanism as much as AI. And he gives us certain things like, it's not going to be that bad to have a drone trying to kill you and hunt you down as it would be the propaganda level that we're going to get. Now, yeah, a drone is pretty bad trying to hunt you down. You know, he's trying to dismiss that and say that it's the propaganda. It is the propaganda. And I'll talk about that. It is the propaganda that is the worst. One of the worst effects of this because of the fact that they can get you to believe things that are not true, right? But there's so much more to it that never gets talked about ever. In fact, has he once said that he wants to computerize the body as much as Bill Gates does? Has he ever outed what we turn into? Yeah, he said we turn into like a butterfly. They can transform us. But he never really says what exactly that they're doing that really is going to impact us on a level that would be hard to come back from. Okay? So give you some truth and then really not tell you the whole truth. That's kind of how it works. So looking at the realm of AI, looking at what we're having to sort of take in and notice right now and what they say is coming by the year 2025, it's so interesting to me, the entire gender conversation right now, because it's being slammed down our throats. Now, somebody could look at the gender thing and say, well, this is about kind of getting people to analyze how they feel every day, to basically toss around gender as if it means nothing, as if you can just be what you want and it's all about fluidity and, oh, how nice. It's all about how you feel and gender doesn't matter. And they're passing it off in all these shows and all these movies as a nothing to see here, folks. Everybody can be sort of whatever gender they want. And this is a big, big deal because in transhumanism, what are they showing us all the time? That if we were to become transhuman, that the gender is not part of it. That gender has nothing to do with becoming a computerized body, as Bill Gates says. So the whole preface of the gender thing is to get you to think that, or get our kids to think more importantly, and honestly, that scares me. To get our kids to think that gender is such a nothing burger that by the time we figure out the transhuman level to which all, most of us, not us, but most of us are becoming accustomed to because of this drip system and the shots of this delivery system of these shots, all the things we're getting in these shots, that by that time it will be clung to. It will be something that people go, oh, this is amazing, because this tells us that gender doesn't matter. Because if you're a computerized body, it won't. It doesn't. Reminds me of the Mr. Rogers song. Remember the Mr. Rogers song where he said, boys are boys and girls are girls and girls are moms and boys are dads and that's how it is and we're all fancy in the gender we're in? Look how far we've come to where now that's actually a debate. You never thought that was going to be a debate, did you? I didn't either. I never in a million years would sit there and think that you have to defend gender, that you actually have to have a conversation with somebody that implies that there are only two. I never thought that we would have to have a fight to preserve our very souls, our very humanness, our humanity. I never thought we'd be there. But you know what? It's the perfect segue to transhumanism. Because you're way more likely to accept transhumanism as amazing if you think you can be a super computer whatever because you're not male or female anymore. You're just sort of whatever it is. Can you flip a switch if you're transhuman and be black if you want to identify as black or brown or purple? Can I identify as a woman if I have a computerized body? Can I identify as a man? Can I identify as a boy or a girl? How far does it go when you have a computerized body in the future? It's something to think about. But I think when we get stuck on gender and you can't believe your ears when you hear people fighting about this and you think that, you know, you hear Matt Walsh talk about, identify a woman, right? Define what a woman is and the person can't do it. Well, you can't define what a transhuman would be either, because it would be such a mixture of everything. So our kids are in a propaganda vat that teaches them that in the future, this will all be basically validated. The whole gender thing will be validated and put away because of the fact that as you become transhuman, it just sort of supports the claims, doesn't it? It's a really scary thought. It's really scary. To me, it is. To me, it is because I see kids falling for it. I see people falling for it. And the more we fall for it, the more we head straight into a conversation about the fact that the more computerized you are, so what? Right? So what? That's a problem. And that's a problem of the propaganda Elon was talking about. He's going to give a lot of truth. And that's one of the things that's very truthful. We're not going to know what's real and what's not. And that makes me more nervous than some of the things they're doing, is the reality. What is reality and what is not? And that's why I want to talk about holograms. I want to talk about the airlines. And I want to talk about companies that are moving in that direction. You know, our smart cities that we've talked about for years. Alex has talked about these things for years on his show. The smart cities and the way that they've infused this since 1991 to get our cities to be different. In Germany, they say, you know, if you don't live in a city, you're basically in a village. That's what you are. You're basically in a village. And considering the fact that most roads seem to go back to Germany, that's kind of strange, isn't it? In of itself. I'm looking at this whole situation play out, and I want to talk about the company that is sort of changing transportation. I want to talk about the airlines. They're making it harder and harder to want to fly. They're pushing the narrative so bad. You can't have any consistency. You won't get to your destination. Planes are not great. Why are they pushing that? And it has a lot to do with what was in the CARES Act and also the bill they just passed, transportation, the direction they're heading in. And then it has a lot to do with control. So I'll come back. We'll talk about that because there's so much to see here and companies that are rarely named. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. Let's talk about the airlines for a moment. Let's talk about transportation. They're making the airlines, well, obviously very unreliable. You have pilots dying from shots. They can't fly. You have a reduced staff. You have inconsistency. You've got all kinds of outages, whatever that was. That outage was just designed to make us look very, very weak so that when they do a cyber attack on the banks, it'll look like, well, you know, we just weren't prepared. I definitely think that's why that attack happened. Why we saw the flights all grounded It was to make us look vulnerable, make us look weak. There was obviously plenty of money given by the feds in order to shore up the against cyber hackers, but it didn't happen. Okay. So now we have this total onslaught of flying is not so great. You don't want to do it. And also we know that private charters now are saying, hey, I want unvaxxed pilots for a reason. I guess they don't want to die in flight. So, you know, they want the unvaxxed to be pilots. Makes sense. So why? What's the reason for this? In 2020, in April of 2020, the government announced that there were three industries they were going to be taking over. And they did this in a video. And one of the things they were taking over was airlines. And they were going to completely put the nail in the coffin, not just federal oversight. We're talking about owning them because they were giving them so many COVID dollars. And I do believe that the other one was, one of the other three was the hospitals, of course, putting that nail in the coffin again, because we saw laws change that supported NIH directives to the hospitals that they couldn't fight. So doctors can't be doctors anymore. It's all done by lawyers. So the airlines, now that they're owned completely, it's interesting the amount of articles you're going to see about how difficult it is to fly and hard it is to fly. We just never know when the next outage is going to be, and we don't have enough, you know, all these little the outlier companies are going to go away, right? So you'll see a major conglomeration, I bet. And then when they started putting money into Amtrak, I've mentioned this before on the show that I was a little like, I thought it was strange, the amount of money that they spelled out with COVID dollars to go to Amtrak. Thought that was a little strange. And we have 5G, we have 6G, we have a lot of things that are being implemented. And it isn't about speed of internet. It's about data collection. And you all know that. So what is up with Amtrak? What's up with these trains? So there have been a lot of articles in the last couple of weeks, last month, the whole last month, about let's take a sneak peek at Amtrak. What are they doing? What's going on? And this certainly ties into smart cities. And this is what I want you to see. So they talked about the new trains having, you know, room for your legs. Airlines don't, right? That's the story. And of course, bigger tray tables and upgraded lighting. And they have brand new ways that you can just jump on the internet and you won't get bounced off. And it doesn't matter what network you're on. They have all of these new ways to make traveling a beautiful thing, up to 125 miles an hour, right? And, of course, they're going electric. They have electric and diesel power, but these new trains are also expected to reduce travel times. So here's the deal. So they have the hybrid battery diesel system, right? Run on batteries and also without people at the helm. Just straight up running a train on a train that's completely computerized and electric, mostly electric. And that's what they're touting over and over again. What's interesting about this, and I noticed this, was about Siemens, the company Siemens that the contract was given to. And this is a $7.3 billion initiative, meaning really just the beginning, to upgrade the infrastructure and equipment to completely overhaul our country, right? And that award went to Siemens. Siemens Mobility got the first $3.4 billion contract to design and build new trains. State-of-the-art trains that you're going to want to be on. That's what they keep telling you. What is Siemens? Because people don't talk about it a lot. Siemens is a German multinational conglomerate corporation, largest industrial manufacturing company in Europe, headquartered in Munich, of course, right? I would do the accent. I'm horrible at accents, but it sounds just like a Schwab, okay? And when you think of Siemens, all you need to do is think of, you know, Soros, Scherfs, you know, Schwab, Siemens, all the Nazi SS, you know? It kind of glums together, does it not? Ugh. Anyway, this is the same company that's been around 150 years that actually had the prisoners in 1944 working at a Siemens factory from the Auschwitz concentration camp. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Yep. They also forced labor of deported people in those extermination camps and did a whole bunch. They were just on board with anything they were asked to do. Siemens Company is now the company basically that owns our patents to electric railway, and they have since 1885. They enjoy a majority of the patents. They are one of the richest companies in Germany. They're kind of rarely talked about because they make agreements with all these other companies, right? And they take these other companies on and buy them out. What I always find interesting when I'm researching is why they're buying out certain companies and for what reason. Now, the Dresser Company was a company that George Senior Bush worked at. In that 10 year of his biography that they never talk about what he actually did. Dresser Industries was more like a CIA front. And Dresser Rand is now an American engineering and manufacturing company owned by Siemens Energy. And so they acquired them in 2016. It's really interesting to kind of follow along the timeline of who they acquired and why they acquired them. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Now, Dresser Industries goes way back, has a long history, and I would say very suggestive, like as far as not really understanding what they do. I know Senior Bush worked for him for 10 years, but that's the 10 years. I also suspect he was also in the CIA, but they would never admit it. Everybody knows that story, right? So then they, in 2012, they're getting companies like Synchrony. Then they've got Dresser Rand for $7.6 billion. They acquire Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. They've got compressor. They've got gas turbine industry. They've got just about every single industry that you could possibly imagine under the sun. They also have been known for bribes all through history. They've had to pay out so many fines for bribes. It's comical. The company is obviously what you think it is, and they've been outed quite a few times, but never really outed and never actually stopped from doing business because we're well equipped to do business with them. In fact, they're pretty much getting these entire contracts for transportation. They also they bought Fast Track Diagnostics and came up with a group called Healthineers. I know you're probably thinking, why does that sound familiar? Well, cue Disney. Disney had the Imagineers, right? Right? That's what they call them. So Healthineers. And they were roasted for this. They were absolutely roasted for that because it sounded so stupid. They actually had an event where they did a whole brand change in the healthcare industry. And with people dancing around in faceless bodysuits of orange and blue, promoting this rebranding. Then, of course, they started in on the whole hologram thing. And I'll talk about that in a moment. But when they started doing this whole fast track and getting into all of these different types of remote medicine, changing the face of the way we view hospitals, the way we view care, the way we administer that care, the way that hospitals won't have walls anymore, things will be done from home. They are a big, big part of that, big company involved in that. Don't think for a second, just because you don't hear this name all the time, that they aren't a big thing to really look at. They've got a lot of equipment and things in laboratories that comes from Siemens. And I'll talk about that in a moment, because they are the ones that get to tell you if you're going to have COVID. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly. So let's start this segment, this last segment here. You have a group, you have a populace that reside in this country. Let's just talk about this country for a second. And we have a real freedom, understanding, a love for liberty like no other. We're a good people. And if you want to control and change that, what do you affect the most? The body, okay, the health, and you also affect control over how we get anywhere, how we move about, who we talk to, what we do in our private lives, right? And it all comes down to control, and we know that. The whole smart cities, the whole stripping our fertilizers and putting in synthetic fertilizers. And starting with the whole process of changing our food supply, we didn't have heart problems before 1920. They started ripping potassium out of our fertilizer. They started taking iron out. They started taking all these things and making us very deficient. And then started injecting us with a vial and a needle and telling us that was our hope in our immune system. When really what they were doing was starting with our soil and our food and then going into medicine to get us to believe that those shots were always saving us. They never were. They were the very thing causing the problems that we have now, which is why we're so sickly now. We're a sickly nation now. Our diet and our health care, because we believed them. So now we walk into looking at trains being sort of paraded around as the new big thing, the infrastructure in the cities. If you don't live in a city, you're in a village. You don't want to be in a village. You know, you want to be in a city where everything's exciting and it's happening and you can get everywhere quickly. And you're also very, very controlled too. Okay. And this is why they started in on the whole bike paths and that you don't need a car. And I'll get to that in just a second because Siemens is all over that. Trust me on that one. And like I said, when you have headlines, it's always trying to pick out the nugget of the truth because it's the companies not talked about. It's the people that we don't really discuss all the time are usually having more success behind the scenes in a horrific way than we think. So we have the research and development. We also have the health stuff that the Siemens Healthineers, this company got into quite heavily, even into the technology of telling you that they can actually tell you if you're going to get COVID-19 this year. Now that's a bunch of BS and you know it, but they'll tell you that they think they have that fostered for you. So they can predict that. So are they combining this infrastructure with your health, your identity, everything else on these trains that they're implementing? Why all the new contracts? Why all the new trains? Why the insistence of having Amtrak get so much money right now? And also, why do they want air travel to be mostly for the elites and less for the people like us? Makes one wonder, doesn't it? So basically, they did a whole hologram outing of the Healthineers. It was hologram is the future. Doctor's visits will be a doctor in hologram form visiting you in your house. It'll be you just talking to a computer, basically. But you'll think it's a doctor's visit. You'll feel good about it, right? You'll have enough computerized parts in your system from all the shots, from flu shots to COVID shots to you name it, that you'll have enough computerized systems in your body that they'll be able to do things from afar. They will go to the hospital to get some sort of, you know, a camera to tell them what's going on in your intestines. Not necessary. Not necessary. Just load you up to the system and they can do it from there. And it'll be with a doctor, a computer doctor, not necessarily a doctor doctor. Not that I trust doctors anymore. I really don't. There's very, very few I would actually trust. So you're going to see more and more articles, even the Pew Research that came out. They actually came out with an article last year, and experts say the new normal in 2025 will be far more tech-driven, presenting bigger challenges, but you'll like them, and less real human interaction, to tell you the truth. This is why they want to make it look like being in a village would be horrible, being in a city, you'll actually be around people more, okay? And they talk about this in a way of selling us on this. They also, there have been many articles, including the Washington Compost and many others, the Smithsonian, that say the first look at the trains that will replace Amtrak's 50-year-old rail cars are amazing. But over in Germany, what they're doing is they're putting trucks, delivery trucks, on a rail system that they implement on the highway. So they take these wires and they put them up and the trucks are on these wires and they say that their batteries are charging while they drive. Okay, so they turned the highway system into a partial electric system by the truck's wires above, okay, above the truck and connecting to these cables. And these trucks can then get where they need to go. The only problem is they're extremely controlled and can be shut down in a moment's notice. That's a problem, right? But they're still selling all this to you. They're still selling the electric highway hybrid electric truck, and then they're also selling the trains, saying they can go up to 125 miles an hour, and you're going to love these. By the way, George Siemens, remember how I talked about all the S's? Nazi Germany, all the S's? He was the nephew of Werner von Siemens, founding director of Deutsche Bank. See how it's all ancestral and grotesque? Anyway, these people have been at the helm of so many things. World Economic Forum, Board of Trustees, you name it. And they're there to make sure they get the contracts. They also have chemistry analyzers and all kinds of just transforming data. So many things that are so about control in the medical industry, and I do believe they are going to be the one. Well, they actually tout the fact that they're healthcare artificial intelligence, AI, with deep machine learning with over 65 applications and 700 patents, to tell you how powerful they actually are. How they'll train AI systems to analyze the data and lab values over algorithms. How in the future healthcare will not be healthcare. This is why you need to get supplements. You need to make sure you have so many of those, hyperbaric. You need to make sure you have all of these things and away from the medical cabal, because it's about to get so much worse. And Siemens in the USA, they're really touting the investment in the USA into building smarter infrastructure, moving America into light rail. But light rail, remember, if you have to go state to state, you're not in an airplane. They can't throw you off. If you go state to state and they have state borders and you have to provide the verification from state to state on vaccinations or requirements of that state, can you even imagine what that would be like control-wise? And who would get to go on these, right? So you don't travel if you can't travel on these. You don't have an electric car, it's going to break down every 5 minutes. You can't travel. Are we looking at that? So the train tech on the highways, it was modeled after the Alyssa project in Germany. There's all kinds of things. They have the pantograph, there's just so much to this in transportation. I'm not going to have time to go over it. Hybrid drive, the real fusion. All these things they have ready and waiting. And you know what? The problem that we have is that it's hard to notice the things that are happening right underfoot. I think that's a hard one. It's a hard one for all of us. The holograms in the future. Siemens talks about, and they had a hologram dance. I'm not joking about this. They had a hologram dance a couple of years ago to tout their new hologram medical and hologram in the workplace. That a computer will be your boss. You will no longer have a boss. It'll all be run by AI. And so when we talk about nukes, oh my gosh, just nuke us already. Give me a break. That has been going on for 70 years, the fear of nukes. And the fear of nukes has really been about just the loss of liberty, because you can do it on fear. Nobody's actually nuked us. We're not actually nuking anyone else. It's a fear-based thing, okay? If countries really wanted to come after us, they'd band together and nuke us, right? It's not happening. What I fear is the new, what we think of reality, sold to us in the form of metaverse, in the form of not being reality, trying to understand what is reality and what is not. They also talked about also having a chip in the brain instead of the VR. People got VRs this Christmas, you know, virtual reality headsets. They said, oh, that pesky headset, you don't want that. You just want something in your brain that you can just tell, hey, take me to this place and I'll be in that place. It's creepy. The hologram future is creepy. Start looking into it. Start really researching that. Because everything about it, everything they sell you is fake. It has nothing behind it. No real anything. Just fakery. At the end of the day. And we've got to make sure our kids know what's coming. And our grandkids. Right? I'm Kate Daly, your guest host on the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be with you this afternoon. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.